Chapter 4. Nicaela leaned forward on the sofa.
Miss Montgomery, didn't the Kingdom of the Happy Land disappear over 100 years ago? Please call me Marcia. And yes, it did. Then the property was sold for back taxes in the mid-teens. Then how old is your mother? She's 85. She never lived in the kingdom. That's just where the picture was taken.
The one that was stolen? I asked.
Yes, I know it sounds complicated, but it's really not. Maybe you'd better take us back to the beginning, Nicaela said. Assume we know nothing about the kingdom.
Marcia Montgomery nodded.
All right. But my knowledge is limited to what my mother knows. She said her mother's mother, my great-grandmother, was born on the kingdom sometime in the 1870s. There weren't any real records kept, so we're talking oral tradition. My mother says the kingdom was founded by a former slave owner from Mississippi a few years after the Civil War.
Slave owner? Nicaela asked.
I thought they were freed slaves. They were. Led by their former master, the first king. My mother says he was the son of a white plantation owner and young slave woman. The plantation owner freed the woman before the birth, and the mulatto child was born as his acknowledged progeny. The boy was educated and given his own farm and slaves.
She looked at Nicaela and shook her head.
Seems strange he would own his own people.
Sounds like he didn't abandon them, Nicaela said.
No. At the end of the war, Mississippi was in ruins. The plantation house and land.